Quartz Japan Daily Brief. Here's what you need to know today.
Evergrande has been scraping some money together. The troubled Chinese real estate developer may be able to make some of its looming bond payments this week after it sold a portion of its stake in a film production and media company. Tesla's stock slid after Elon Musk's Twitter followers directed his next move. His poll, which he said he'll honor, about whether to sell $21 billion in Tesla shares illustrated how U.S. Democrats' unrealized capital gains tax would work. Facebook's whistleblower spoke to the European Parliament. Former employee Francis Haugen said the platform does little in the way of safety measures for non-English speakers. Nextdoor went public through a SPAC. The Neighbor Connecting app, which has received its share of criticism, saw a surge of interest at the height of the pandemic. Barack Obama told young people at COP26 to stay angry. The former U.S. president admitted not enough has been done since the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, where rich countries made promises on which poor countries accused them of reneging. Joe Biden will pick up another Federal Reserve seat. In addition to choosing a new chair when Jerome Powell's term is up in February, the U.S. president will get to replace resigning Fed Governor Randall Quarles.